everyone has a favorite.
Charlotte's Web.
PBS has created the Great American Read to jumpstart a national conversation about reading and the books that inspire people. Now you have a chance to vote on your favorites, a list of 100 best love books ranging from classics to newer published books has been created from a national survey. A variety of books lined a wall inside Downtown Central Library for a local launch of the Great American Read. Those attending had a chance to select their favorite book for a photo shoot. Some scooped up the classics like To Kill a Mockingbird or more recent books like The Shack, published in 2007 by Canadian author William Young.
I like The Shack.
Sandra Courtney works at the Buffalo and Erie County Public Library. She shared her story of why this book is so meaningful.
It deals with that unconscious hurt and how do you deal with it. We've all gone through something, you know, painful, and we think we're handling it correctly. And I like what the book does and the way that the author writes about the characters in the books is so very non-traditional, that God was a black woman, Jesus looked very different, the Holy Spirit was a woman.
Courtney says The Great American Read will inspire people to read and enjoy books, whether it's an old-fashioned hard copy or new digital style.
You know, what is important is that you read. Even if it's written in a digital format, it is the message that's really important.
I think that everybody has their favorites, and this collection of 100 books really just gives everybody the opportunity to pull out one of their favorites. If not, find a hard time selecting one of their favorites. It's such a great list.
Buffalo and Erie County Public Library Director Jeannie Doyle tells us she's not sure what book will win, but she has her favorites.
Oh, I really don't know. You know, I mentioned in my presentation The Great Gatsby, which is my personal favorite, and it also, of course, has the Buffalo connection with F. Scott Fitzgerald growing up in Buffalo. And we know here in Western New York that people always love to find a Western New York connection.
Doyle joined WNED WBFO CEO and President Don Boswell Tuesday in kicking off the event with partners Just Buffalo and Talking Leaves. This summer, you can share your story about reading in a video recording at the Central Library.
So once these are actually taped, the real hope is that some of them will, of course, air locally in our market. But our hope is that there'll be a national sort of opportunity for some of those videotapes to air on the national series itself. So being the home of Reading Rainbow in our community, I'm just hoping that a lot of you will participate. We want to represent Buffalo and Western New York and Southern Ontario, so please take advantage of that as well.
The Color Purple, Frankenstein.
Ready Player One.
You can vote for your favorite book at WNED.org or on Facebook and Instagram using the hashtag GreatReadPBS. And join the Great American Read. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
And cast your vote in the Great American Read.